Android and iPhone users. For the full version of WFO Radio, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now.
We're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities from today's Fan Shield 500. Here at Phoenix Raceway, we are joined by members of our race-winning team, which was the number 22, Shell Pennzoil Ford from Team Penske. We are joined by President of Penske Corp, Bud Denker, and Crew Chief Paul Wolf. We will open up to questions. Please raise your hand, and we will get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start in the back with Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany. Paul, congratulations. Just a question from yesterday's qualifying to the race. Did you make significant changes to the car?
Well, the way qualifying is anymore, the impound qualifying, there's only so many adjustments you can really do, from your race setup to your qualifying setup. So we kind of did our normal changes that we would do at a short track. And, obviously we didn't qualify where we were hoping, but we knew we had a good car and race trim in both the practices on Friday. So we have to learn still. We didn't do a mock qualifying run in practice, so it was kind of a first shot at it with Joey and just trying to understand and learn where he wants to be with the setups under our car for race trim. So something we got to be better at for sure, but the encouraging part was the car had a lot of speed and the track was capable of having multiple lanes and we were able to move forward pretty quickly.
We're going to go to Jeff and then Bob.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. Paul, at the end, most of the people were on different strategies of when they decided to use their last set of tires. Why did you decide to use your last set when you did? What was your thinking going into that?
Well, it was a tough decision. Initially, I was going to stay out. It wasn't a lot of laps on the tires. But when Joey told me the balance of the car was tight, and I knew the four was better than us at point. I knew staying out was not going to win us the race. And it seems like with this tire, the more cycles you put on it, your balance seems to get tighter for us and gets worse. So it's not necessarily, the amount of laps sometimes. It's how many times you get them hot and then they cool back down. It just seemed like for us it would make our car worse. So ultimately, once I knew staying out wasn't going to win us the race, I told him to come on down and see what happens. We'll put our tires on, and he's so phenomenal today on the restarts and the positions he could gain. That was really key as well, being able to, because I think on that restart Harvick pitted with us, but we were four or five, six cars ahead of Harvick, I think, when all the dust settled there once everything after the first lap or two. So that was really why we pitted. Like I said, this new tire combination for us here, I think, put on a great race. Hats off to Goodyear. It not only had more grip and the fall off that the teams look for, but it was also durable. I don't think we saw any tire issues today, and we had seen some of that in the past. So I think that was great and helped towards putting on a great race.
I'm going to go to Bob, then to the back of the room, and then to Dustin.
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. Paul, I know you might be biased since you won today, but is this the package? Is this the right package for the championship race in November?
It was very encouraging, the racing we saw today. I don't know if it's the right, but it was a step in the right direction for sure. Like I said, there's multiple things involved there. One was the lower downforce, which I think was obviously good. The tire was part of it, and then the PJ1 and how that was applied and used. Made for multiple grooves and like I said, the strategy. I mean, if you look back at the last few years here, I mean, it was a single file racing and it was track position. And today I wasn't scared to come down pit road and put tires on it. And unfortunately we had a couple issues on pit road, one with the jack and then one with the penalty, but we were able to recover from both of those with a good race car. So It says a lot about the racetrack and the racing, and it's definitely, you feel a lot better coming back here in November knowing that, you know, the fastest cars still kind of find their way to the front, and maybe the way things were the last couple of years, that wouldn't necessarily be the case. So I think it's good for November.
We're actually going to skip to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Had a couple questions for you, Paul. Todd Gordon had talked about after one of the races when Ryan had the tire problems on earlier on this West Coast swing. He's just like trying to understand, you know, how Ryan runs and getting adjusted to a new driver. Obviously, you're having to do that. This tire was certainly something that wore a little bit more. How did you able to do that with Joey, and how have you been able to do that so far where maybe you haven't had some of the missteps, or maybe you have and they've just haven't been as glaring?
Yeah, I mean, it hasn't been a perfect year for us so far. Obviously, I was a bit embarrassed of how we ran at Fontana. We started the race well, but we finished 12th, and you know, when you have one of our team cars contending for a win, it just meant we missed it as a group, communication and trying to understand where we needed to be. So that was frustrating, and I knew coming back to Phoenix this weekend, we really needed to get back and run in the top five where we should be. But there's definitely a learning curve there. I think, you know, where we race today is a lot of what I've been able to build the setup over the years with Brad here, and really the two and the 22 were very close on their setups today. And as you could see, both cars ran up front and led laps and were contending for a win. So it says a lot about, you know, what we've been able to do as a company and how well we work together. And we need to, you know, obviously continue to do that as we move forward.
Also, the pit stop with the jack, what happened there? And also, your guys were able to kind of react quickly. I'm assuming that's not something that is normally practiced every day, is a chaos situation like that. Certainly, it could have been worse or could have turned into a Keystone Cops type situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the guys did recover well. Not sure exactly what the issue is. Obviously, he just went to jack it up and it wouldn't jack. So, trying to understand what failed or why it didn't is one problem, but the recovery was key. There was a second jack right there on the other side of the wall, and he was quick to remember that, and there was no, I mean, it was one jack right to the next and didn't miss a beat. So that was good to see, but obviously we don't want to have those issues, and we'll need to go back and understand exactly what happened.
Can I go to the back of the room here?
André Lacroix from France. Question to Paul. You already talked about the downforce package, but Goodyear introduced a new tire compound today. And what did you think of it? What does it bring really to you in terms of handling and anything on the car and grip?
Yeah, no, I think we saw, you could definitely tell the difference in grip and how the balance of the car would change. I think you would see speed out of the tire faster right away, where in the past with the old tire, sometimes it would take 10 laps to run your fastest lap, where with this tire having more grip, you would get speed right away. But you definitely had to manage the tire more. And like I said, as you would put cycles on the tires, it would change the balance of the car a good bit. So it made the need for new tires worth more. And as you saw, you know, guys would pit for tires quite often where we would never see that in the past.
It will be used also in Richmond, as I was told. Do you expect the same handling, the same grip from the tires in Richmond?
Yeah, well, Richmond's totally different surface and different race in general from what we've seen. That's always been a track where the tires would lose grip over a run, quite significant. And it was never a question of whether you would stay out or come in for tires at Richmond. You would always put tires on it. So as far as what the actual compound, I don't know if it's going to be exactly the same, but definitely what we saw today was great out of the tire. I mean, I know Goodyear's always in a tough spot when we try to bring talk about more grip and fall off in the tire, you know, but then you always get the durability part. You know, we don't want to have failures and guys blowing tires. So that's where I say I feel like they did a great job of coming up with a combination that had the grip, the fall off, but also had the durability, and it really made for a great race.
Thank you.
Bud, we're not going to let you off the hook that easy here. Can you talk a little bit about the impact of this win on Penske Corp? And it's been a pretty strong start here with two wins, especially with the 22 team.
Yeah, it was a, I guess if you're a professional batter or baseball player or any team, you'd like to have a 500 average, wouldn't you? So far we've got that two out of four races here. Amazing. And it also shows the way the teams have gelled so much. If you remember, just in January, we changed everybody around. It wasn't before the holidays, after the holidays we did that. This is also, I understand, Ford's 200th win with their current engine package as well, which is pretty special. And Pennzoil, of course, has been our partner all along. But what I loved about today was seeing the fact that the 2 and the 22 were right there competitive the entire day. And, who knows what the 12 would have been as well if he had been taken out so early. The other thing that's encouraging as well is as we come back here now in November for the championship, we know we've got a strong package. There's some questions about that probably last November when we left here, but we know we have a strong package now. And I don't know how many passes were for the lead today or how many passes in total, but it was great racing. And as Paul mentioned before, if you made one mistake, it was very difficult in coming back from that mistake. It just, the race is short. You couldn't pass enough. Now, one mistake. We had two mistakes, and we still came back for the win. So great win for Paul, Joey, the team. They never gave up. Brad had a great car all day long, too. He was in the middle of making a decision. No tires, two tires, four tires, and he saw where he finished in 11th. But very happy for the year start, and on to Atlanta.
And to address a couple of those numbers, we had 19 green flag passes for the lead, which is up from 10 last fall, 13 last spring. We had 2,241 total green flag passes throughout the field today. Any additional questions? Wolfgang, and back to Jeff.
Question for you, Bud. First of all, congratulations as well. It was told earlier before the race that Roger was not here. He has other commitments. From the distance, is he giving you advice, or you have the freedom to make your own decisions during a race weekend when he's not here?
Well, Roger wasn't here because he's being honored at the Amelia Island Concours d'Elegance as their legend this weekend. That's where he's at. It's actually harder when he's not here because I have to text him about once every five laps. So it'd be better if he was here. Take a lot of work off our behalf. So I keep him updated all the time. He wants to know what's going on in terms of the cars. Are they tight? Are they loose? What's going on? How are the pit stops? What are they saying on the radio? But no, the teams are making the calls. They're the ones that are in charge of it. You know, Roger's the biggest cheerleader like I am in terms of the support he provides. But no, it's Paul, and it's the team's calls that make it happen on the racetrack, not ours.
Going to go to Jeff and then Lee.
Bud, earlier in the weekend, when Ryan Blaney was announcing his extension, he said that he had started talking to Penske in the off season, and then later Brad was saying that he hadn't started talking any discussions yet, even though he's an impending free agent. Do you expect to talk to Brad soon or anytime about that?
Yeah, you know, it's one down, one to go, I guess, right? So we started talking to Ryan at the end of the last year and the sequence that we had going through it. And so that one's down, and that one's done. We're happy to have him here for a multi-year purpose. And now we'll begin the same discussions with Brad as well. It showed today what kind of competitor he is, what kind of champion he is in terms of how aggressively he competes and how fair he also competes. So we hope to have those conversations here very soon, and we'll move through that the next couple months.
We'll go to Lee up front.
Kind of following up on that a little bit, Paul. There were times when, you know, Brad was getting a little heated about Joey being aggressive on the restarts. What kind of position does that put you in, given your long relationship that you had with Brad, but now swapping teams?
Yeah, it's tough. It's funny how that works. I've been on both sides of it now, and we know Joey. He's Joey, and he's very, very aggressive. That's his style. That's what's made him successful. And like I said, I've been on the other side of it. So today, when we were racing him, like I told him, he's wondering how he needed to race him. I said, you race him hard, you race him clean. And that's ultimately what Roger tells him. There's no rules or anything. It's just race hard, race smart. And I thought Joey, as many cars as we had to pass today and what we had to overcome, he drove a great race, and I thought it was pretty flawless and didn't shouldn't have made any enemies in my eyes. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, we have a lot of things to look at with SMT now and try to understand where you're getting beat, where cars are better. And sometimes it's, you know, the spotter, he doesn't have that, but he's seeing what Harvick's doing. So he's trying to explain, hey, Harvick's running this line or that line. And but we have data to say, hey, the line you're running through one and two is as good or better than Harvick. So don't change to what he's doing. Let's work on the area where he may be beating us. And that was seemed to be more in three and four. So I just wanted to give him the information, let him know what he was doing in one and two seemed to be working. So don't change it up and slow down because of it. Yep.
Do we have any final questions for Bud and Paul? All right, gentlemen, congratulations. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We are going to wrap up our post-race media availabilities for today's Fan Shield 500. Here at Phoenix Raceway, we're joined by our race winner, Joey Logano, driver of the number 22, Shell Pennzoil 4. This is Joey's second win of the year. We will open up to questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Start over here.
Yeah, first off, I hope this term awesome sauce is really kicking in, like it's going to work. Hats off to NASCAR for collaborating with the teams, the track, and ultimately putting on a way better race than what we saw here last year, which is a combination of a lot of things that made it a lot better. Obviously, the smaller spoilers allowed us to race, a softer tire, had more fall off. And then with the awesome sauces up top, really put an extra, wrench into the race to where, we showed up here, saying, I don't really know what we're going to fight. I don't know what to do. And even before the race, I was like, well, I don't know how this top's going to work out, if it's going to wear off, what's going to happen on the long runs or the short runs and restarts. There's just so many unknowns, and those unknowns made it a great race. But even as the teams figured it out throughout the race, it's still produced good racing, where cars were able to pass, were able to get close to other cars and do things, just a way better short track package than what we had last year. 550 stuff works good for, racetracks like we're going to next week. But at a place like this, I think we saw the complete opposite. So this is working well.
You're going to come to Bob and then go to Lee?
Bob Hockers, Fox Sports. He kind of answered my question, but like, did it work about the way you expected? I mean, when I saw you Friday night, you were like, I can pass. Mm-hmm. or was there any part of this that surprised you or was unexpected?
Not a lot. When we were here last year, I felt like it was applied pretty light, where it was a lot thicker this time, stickier. So I think that really made it come in. They did a good job keeping it pretty clean throughout the races. After the Xfinity race to today, they did a lot of work to try to clean it, which is key. That's kind of the biggest problem with this stuff, is all the dust and little rubber marbles and everything that comes off our car that used to go all the way to the wall. Well, now it gets stuck to the racetrack because this stuff's so sticky. It's just like walking on the pit boxes, before the race. It rips your shoe off. Well, it's the same stuff on the racetrack, so it catches every little piece of dust there. So I felt like they did a good job last night or this morning, whenever they did it, just scraping off all the garbage, for lack of better words, on the racetrack and being able to keep it clean to where, it came in pretty quick in the race. And, it was the dominant lane. At times, but it wasn't like the bottom was so bad that you couldn't do anything. It was just the right amount. You don't want to make it, the dominant lane to where you can't pass because everyone's stuck up top. You don't want that either. So it's kind of a combination of both. So I thought they nailed it for the distance from the bottom and all that. I thought it was really good.
I'm going to go to Lee and then go over here to the right.
LeeSpencerRacingBoys.com. As Bud Danker, who was in here earlier, said, you're batting 500. I mean, is it pretty remarkable to you, despite changing teams, here you sit, 2 wins out of 4 races this year? I mean, that's pretty stout.
It's nice. It's early. A lot of things can happen. But, you know, I feel like Paul and I and the engineers have really, you know, have an open line of communication, which has been nice, to where, hey, if any of us feel like we're failing in the department, you know, we're going to say it, and I'm good with that. They're not the most fun conversations, but we're going to talk about it, whether they think I'm, you know, driving the car wrong or something I need in the car. It's open. And I think that's what's made us strong so far. You know, and I think we kind of set that as a standard to start this relationship, you know, is that we need to be open and leave our feelings at the door. And it kind of seems like that's the way it's been, which is good. A lot of runway ahead of us still to be better. The races that we've won, today we were pretty quick. We were pretty quick in Vegas, but neither one were we a dominant race car. And I think that's the goal, is that we want to go out there and dominate a race. You know, we can get to the lead. We can do a lot of things today to be fast. We can recover from a few issues that we had throughout the race. You know, but we weren't the dominating race car. And I don't think there really was one, but we were close enough to put ourselves in position like we did at Vegas and be able to make it happen there.
Yep. Can I go over here to the right and then go to Wolfgang?
This is Johnny Crane of the Lumberjack. You mentioned how you want to dominate a race. What's the significant strategic adjustment you have to make that dominant race possible?
Well, you just got to have faster cars, right? And we're always looking to have faster race cars, you know, and, you know, we a lot of me too in qualifying, just missed it a little bit and qualified 13th, and which wasn't an ideal situation. So, you know, in the beginning of the race, we passed quite a few cars, you know, was able to get some stage points, but we weren't able to get out front and just check out. You know, when we got out front, I still had my hands full with the 4, you know, so, you know, just to be able to, we needed more long run is really what the biggest thing was here today, is a little bit more long run speed.
Go to Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany. Joey, congratulations. Actually, 2 questions. Number one, at the end, the gap to Harvick was 0.27 seconds. Were you fearing it was maybe that he placed another attack to you before the race was over?
Did I feel like what? I'm sorry.
Do you were fearing that the gap at the end was only 0.27 seconds?
Oh, yeah. I saw him.
Yeah.
I saw him. I felt him.
So you had him under control. You were not fearing that maybe you can try something?
I mean, I felt like he was close enough that he could have done something. You know, especially, you know, we came off on the restart off of turn 2 down the back straightaway, and he is lined up right to me. I was like, this is not a good place to be. I thought I was going to get hit, but I drove it off in the corner pretty hard, which was his strength. So I tried to drive my car like he drove his car. You know, that's where his strengths were, is kind of rolling to the center and figuring everything out after that, which is a different style than what's natural to me. So I had to adjust to stay ahead of him, you know, their last lap. And, you know, if I backed up to where I normally was lifting, you know, he was able to roll to my back bumper and was obviously going to make contact. And like I said, I can't get mad at him. If he did, I wouldn't blame him. I'd do the same thing. So, you know, I was able to stay enough ahead and gas up at the right time to just try to build some gap before, you know, the bumper came there. So, you know, really cool, to be able to race, you know, clean and hard. And it's a lot of fun. Kevin's you know, one of the best racers that's ever, you know, strapped into a race car, and a stock car in particular. You know, he's a Hall of Famer, to say the least. So, you know, when you line up at the end of a race against him, you know, it's going to be a heck of a battle, but it is a lot of fun.
Okay, and the second question, directly after the race, you said to one of the interviewers, the car is, we have to find improvement. I think you mentioned speed. Do you know already have some idea in which areas the car has to improve?
I have some areas, how to fix it. I don't know. That's a better question for Paul. I'm not smart enough to fix anything. I'm just smart enough to complain about stuff. but I think everyone did their job today and recovered as good as possible. You know, we had a good car, you know, for sure. Don't take me wrong. We weren't fast. Obviously, we were fast enough to be up there in the car, and restarts did everything I told it to do, which allowed us to recover from the jack that broke on the final restart, and I think we were 18th. The final pit stop, not the final restart, final pit stop. You know, so to have a restart like that just means your car did what you needed to do. It takes a whole package. You know, you try to learn everything you can about restarts before the race and during the race, but if your car doesn't do it, then you don't look like a hero, you know? And because today my car did what I told it to do, we were able to really pass a bunch of cars even after, our jack that broke.
I'm going to go over here to the far right, and then we'll go to the far left to Michael.
Sean Clark with the Lumberjack. Joey, this is already your second win in 2020. What has worked so well for you this year?
I think we just capitalized on the situations, ahead of us. In Vegas, we were quick. It didn't look like we were going to win. Caution came out. We stayed out. We capitalized. Same thing here today. Restarts, we capitalized. We got ourselves at a front row. Good strategy by Paul to put tires on and put us in position to race aggressively. I thought when we pitted there, we had 6 laps on our tires. And that's a tough call. That's a real tough call. You have 6 laps on your tires and you're leading the race. Like, what are we going to do? But he said pit because he didn't think we could win the race from where we were. And I'd agree. The 4 was faster than us and was catching me that where I probably wasn't going to be able to hold him off. Kudos to him to realize that. Tough call, though, because you pit and you lose a lot of track position. Of course, that's the time we pit and we have a jack that breaks and we lose even more track position. And I'm sitting there thinking, boy, we really should have stayed out now, you know. But what do you – you don't know that you're going to have an issue on pit road. You can't race scared. Like I said, the recovery from that moment was remarkable.
I'm going to go to your far left, Joey, to Michael.
Hi, Joey. Congratulations. Michael Knight with the Arizona Republic. Would it be too much of an exaggeration to say that the drivers and perhaps the collective garage area has taken a sigh of relief in terms of now the what we should expect from a more competitive championship race and the prospect of a single file event?
I think everyone in this whole facility took a sigh of relief today. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm sure all you guys reporting on a race, you want to talk about how great something is. Not that it was single file and we couldn't pass and drivers are mad because you can't pass. Like, I don't know. That's not a good story. So I think, yes, the competitors, I think NASCAR, I think the fans, the media, everyone that puts so much into the sport and it's our life, right? It's so much that we do for it. And it's cool to see that we're able to make change and make a difference and really put on. I thought it was a great race we won. But even if we didn't win, I would have said, boy, that was a pretty, pretty cool race where there was cars that, when you got out front, didn't mean you checked out. You know, some did. And that's always going to happen. The fastest cars end up in the front, so it's always hard to pass that car. But, I thought there was just a lot of good racing. Restarts were still crazy, as usual here. But I thought that the awesome sauce was awesome.
You're going to get Cole in the middle.
Cole Cusimano, Popular Speed. So between the tires, the PJ1, and the new package, they all seem like positive takeaways from today. Which of those three would you say was your defining factor in your success in the race?
I don't think it's my success. It's our success as a sport today. I don't think any of those made my race car faster than the competitors, right? So, those are the rules that are handed to us, and it's our job to try to work within them to make the best race car and the best race altogether and the best strategy and so on. So, I think those things that you pointed out there is more to make the racing better.
Go over here to the far left again.
John Harvillen, NM Motorsports Report. I was wondering, for the restarts, they were pretty dicey, and we saw a couple cautions like right after them. And I feel like we didn't really see that as much last year. So I was wondering if you thought that was because the cars are so much more harder to drive this time around.
They are a little tougher to drive, but I think you also have you have a restart. The restarts that we had, one was towards the end of a stage. The other ones were at the end of a race, and they're on old tires. New tires today, the Goodyear brought was something that really gripped up for a first couple laps. Which is worth a lot. When you're on old tires, you get down in the corner and you can't drive in as hard and you start losing the nose and sliding up the racetrack. And if there's someone out there, oh, whoa, not good, there's going to be contact. And then, you know, sometimes there's going to be crashes or flat tires or whatever it may be. So I think that's just a product of, you know, late race or late stage restarts on old tires. Well, I'm sure that's what it comes down to, but it's harder to drive on old tires. You know, there's, you know, most of the time, anytime there's contact or a crash, it's always because someone made a mistake, you know, most of the time. So, you know, I think just when you have older tires, it's easier to make mistakes. Yep.
We're going to go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Yeah, Chris Knight, catchfence.com. Joey, I know you didn't have the best finish at Atlanta last year, but you did win at Vegas, and I know the tracks are completely different, but are you optimistic about going to Atlanta next week and capitalizing even more what you learned at Vegas?
Yeah, I am. You know, then you know, something's transfer over from last year, but it's also a whole new team, so it's kind of hard to say. But we had a really good car in Atlanta last time and was looking like we could have possibly won. The two was win leading, and we were running them down. And then we had a loose wheel. So that was the issue of why we didn't have a good finish there. But the speed was there, and that's what I look at going back. So lots changed in a year, but excited to get to Atlanta. I think every driver loves that racetrack. It's just such a cool place on just old surface and, you know, good racing. So and then I lived there for 6 years, so kind of like a second home track for me. So I raced on that quarter mile a lot, and I've always said I wanted to win on that big track, and I've yet to do it. So hopefully next week it is.
Going to go to the left side of the room.
Jeff Demers, Heroes Media Group. Joey, even before your win today, what was your initial thoughts with the success that you've had here on the championship race being here in November?
You know, honestly, it's been up and down here for our success. We've had runs that we've been consistently top five cars for a while, and then we went through a spell where we've been, you know, 10th place cars or 15th place cars for a little bit. And everyone just keeps working and trying to get back. And I'd say the last year and obviously this race now, our speed has come back at this racetrack, which is very important because hopefully this is the most important race that we've ever run when we come back here. You know, for four drivers and teams, it will be. You know, if not, it's just going to be another race. So you really want this to be the high-pressure race for you.
Do we have anything final for a race winner? All right, Joey, congratulations. Thanks for joining us today.
All right, thank you.
This is WFO Radio.